muchacha.
Venga conmigo a la tierra
de la muerte. Got to land in the dead. You know the most frustrating thing that ever happened to me down there? I mean, this is, we're talking, you want to, can we talk mega frustration? I was down there for a golf tournament one time. And man, I am playing the best I've ever played in my life. All them balls are going right where they're supposed to be going. I'm hitting long drives. I'm making long putts. I was really thrilled with my performance, and I was leading. But I got up on the last hole, and I hit this long drive. And wouldn't you know, just then a cow walked out on the fairway. That ball came down and lodged in the cow's tuchus. I mean, direct hit. I'm thinking to myself, oh, nah! I went running down there. Well, you know, the cow, with my ball still in its tuchus, starts walking toward the hole. I said, all right! And the people are playing said, hey, no fair, gringo! I said, wait a minute. Judges, is this fair? Like the cow, the ball landed in the cow's tuchus. It's a natural God-given obstacle, right? I don't have to take a two-stroke penalty on this. The judge consulted his rule book. He said, well, let me see, señor gringo. If you are playing and you hit a tree with the ball and the ball rolls down the limb of the tree and falls closer to the hole, that's considered a good fortune luck. The same way this cow with his ball in the tuchus, if he walks toward the green and the ball falls out, it's okay. So I'm thinking, geez, I may set a record for a hole-in-one on this hole. Unbelievable. And sure enough, I'm watching as the cow's walking the ball is getting closer and closer to the rim of the actual tuchastal area, getting ready to fall out. I'm thinking, all right, now we're on the green. That ball is just about ready to drop out. I was about ready to win the prize when a bull came out from nowhere and just...
And it was gone, needless to say. Gone somewhere around the lower end test, I assume, judging for the way the bull looked. And they asked me why I drank.